In this bulletin, Scott Morrison rejects calls for an independent inquiry into historic rape allegations involving Attorney General Christian Porter. Myanmar marks its deadliest day of violence since protests against military rule began. And in sport, a national code launched to connect athletes with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has rejected calls for an independent inquiry into historic rape allegations involving Attorney General Christian Porter. Mr. Porter has denied he sexually assaulted a woman in 1988. Scott Morrison says an independent inquiry is not necessary, as it would suggest that the rule of law and our police are not competent to deal with the issues.
In this country, there is a lot at stake. If you don't go too far from here, you will find countries where the rule of law does not apply, in whatever the circumstances. The rule of law is essential for liberal democracies, and we weaken it at our great peril. And it can be hard at times. And I understand, particularly under these circumstances, in how we deal with these, the most sensitive and the most traumatic and the most personal of issues.
South Australia State Coroner David Whittle has asked police to further investigate the case, declaring it unresolved. Senator Linda Reynolds has dismissed suggestions she questioned a former staff member's account of being raped at Parliament House. The Australian reports that Ms. Reynolds described her former staffer Brittany Higgins as a lying cow in front of members of her current staff on the 15th of February. The newspaper reported the comment was made in the open part of the office. Scott Morrison says Ms. Reynolds has made the appropriate apologies to her staff for inappropriate comments directed at Ms. Higgins. Independent MP Zali Steggall has told the Nine Network she was shocked to read about the remarks.
I was rather shocked to read that. Look, that's incredibly disappointing and inappropriate of Linda Reynolds, and the minister should know better. I think it makes her position all the more untenable.
The Defence Minister, who took medical leave last month, says she's consistently respected Brittany Higgins' privacy and her agency to tell her own story. Ms. Reynolds says she feels she's been misrepresented in recent news reports. Victoria has recorded its sixth straight day with no new locally acquired coronavirus cases. There are now just seven active cases in the state. Premier Daniel Andrews says international arrivals are still not permitted yet to return to Melbourne.
And the reason for that is we've asked our medical experts to look at what the impacts of variants of concern are on the risk profile in our hotels. When that work is completed and when they can satisfy me that we can have a system where we have the lowest possible risk, then flights will start again. I know that's inconvenient for people, but the inconvenience involved in that is, I think, pales into insignificance when you think about wildly infectious, very easily transmitted virus and the prospect of further lockdowns. I want to try and avoid that at all costs.
The United Nations has revealed 38 people have been killed in Myanmar overnight, marking the bloodiest day of violence since protests against military rule began. It reports more than 1,000 protesters have been detained in the country. UN Special Envoy to Myanmar, Christine Bergener, has called for strong action against military rulers in the Southeast Asian nation.
Today it was the bloodiest day since the coup happened on the 1st of February. We have now more than over 50 people died since the coup started. It seems that the police used weapons like 9mm submachine guns, so live ammunition. So every tools available are needed now to stop this situation, and that we need now a unity.
The Australian Institute of Sport has launched a national cross-code cultural understanding program called Share a Yarn. 14 athlete ambassadors from Olympic, Paralympic and Commonwealth Games have joined the program to build meaningful connections with athletes with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures. Indigenous Matildas star Kaya Simon's yarn is about playing at the 2015 FIFA World Cup and locating her family in the stands by looking for the Aboriginal flag. She says it's important to learn more about the First Nations' rich history.
I'd been searching for opportunities to be more involved culturally, find opportunities where I could give back as well to my people, and also learn more about, you know, my history and strong culture that we have. So get more in touch with my roots and my culture. Also for me, it's a challenge when I'm so far away from Australia. I've pretty much lived abroad for half of my career.
Now today's weather: Perth, a few showers and a possible storm, 26 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 26. Melbourne, cloudy, 21. Hobart, a possible morning shower, 21 degrees. Canberra, sunny and 27. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 25. Much the same in Sydney, 27. Newcastle, sunny and 26. Brisbane, a possible shower, 28. Cairns, windy with showers and 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.